Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of New Noise. I am your host and musical wizard this week, Mike Howell. Shane's feeling a bit under the weather and wants to save his voice for tour. So it's just me. I hope that's all right. We're going to try and get in and get out pretty quickly, but we have quite a few records this week to get through, namely quite a bit from last week, as well as 12 on the main list this week. I'm not going a bit ham just because Shane isn't here. It is actually just probably one of the biggest release weeks of the year. So I'm pretty excited about that. But before we get into all that jazz, we got some new news. Because, I don't know, that's what we named this segment, I guess. But just two items real quick. One, serving as a quick reminder, we're not going to be talking about it this week because the record was delayed to next week. That's the new Electric Callboy record. So we will be talking about that next week. Make sure that you don't go looking for that if that's what you're most excited for on Friday, because you will just be disappointed. The second is a really cool tour. It's a bunch of small rooms, and it's a bunch of really cool bands, honestly. Loathe is taking out Static Dress, Omerta, and Pale Dusk for a North American tour. I think that's absolutely incredible because those are a lot of small bands. They're playing some really small rooms. And Loathe is performing my number two album of the year of 2020. I Let It In and It Took Everything in full. Was that 2020? Oh, God, now I'm losing it. Yeah, it was 2020. I got that. Nailed it. But yeah, so that'll be a sick tour. It's going for a total of about 2 months. So plenty of dates. Make sure you try and hit that up because those are a lot of really, really cool bands and I think they deserve it. So make sure you check that out. Let's talk about the albums from last week that kind of really shook up the scene, I think, in a good way. We had a lot of really solid releases, namely our number one, new album from Oceans 8 Alaska, Disparity. I thought that this was absolutely incredibly done. Overall, just absolutely awesome. I think it really kind of emphasizes the strong songwriting and album composure that the band has, and really, like, it's just such a cool work. It's every kind of song ebbs and flows and really works well with each other. You got a little bit of the kind of Japanese, whatever you want to kind of call it, influence from Hikari on there still, as well as kind of some lo-fi aspects. Like, the record's just really, really cool. And if you're looking for some metalcore that's a little bit different, I can't suggest you check that out enough. Next up, I wanted to talk about this new record, Celebrity Therapist by the Callous Dowboys. This record honestly impressed me, and I was really expecting a lot from it. I think this is one of the hottest bands coming out of our scene right now. If you're a little bit turned off because of the band's name or anything like that, I think you shouldn't be. They're making some really, really interesting music, and it just sounds absolutely awesome as a whole. Next up, Miss May I, The Curse of Existence. This is exactly what I expected. It's just super solid metalcore. I'd love to see this band live. I think they're great performers, and I think all of these songs are going to be absolutely awesome. Blind Guardian, God Machine. I was heavily impressed with this record as well. I think it kind of captures the essence of everything that Blind Guardian does very well, with their kind of storytelling, as well as just writing some sick riffs and having really cool songs that you want to sing to live. And the last one I really wanted to talk about this week, we're going to save Megadeth for next week when Shane gets back, because I know he's going to be dying to talk about that. But this 156 Silence record, Narrative, I think this record was also incredible, very similar to the Callous Dowboys, but quite a bit less chaotic. This is one of those bands that's really going to be a big name in our scene in a couple of years. And I think that this record is just super, super fun and solid. Really proud of those guys for what they've made here. I think it's fun. It's emotional. It's just a good record. So if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to any of those yet, I really highly suggest checking those out. It was a really solid week for music last week. Just as it is this week, September is always kind of a crazy packed month. Everybody trying to get stuff out towards the end of the year. So I'm really excited. And let's get into it. Our top 12. First coming up, and just kind of as a note, these records, I'm excited for quite a lot this week. So I've numbered them. They're in no real particular order, really. I try and just kind of label them by hype-ish, but really I'm excited for all of these. I think this is a great week for music. And so even though something's at number 12, any other given week, this could honestly be like a 2 or 3 or a 1 or anything like that, right? It just happens to be that this release day is super stacked. I'm recording this on Wednesday, so I'm honestly just super excited for Friday. But number 12, we're going down to Australia for a up-and-coming pop-punk band. They are called Eat Your Heart Out, and they've got their new record, Can't Stay Forever. This is just super solid pop-punk. I think if you're a fan of Meet Me at the Altar, bands like that who are kind of doing the newer wave of pop-punk, that you'll be thoroughly impressed with this band. They're kind of just barely starting to blow up and take it out. They've been around for quite a while, though, I believe, if I remember correctly. And not that long. 2015 was when they had their first EP out. But this is their first full-length, or second full-length, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So sophomore record, always very important. And I think these guys are going to do great. These singles are awesome. I love the single Down. It was the first one off of the record. But Sour and 20-something are also great. Just super solid. I think if you're a fan of bands, like I said, like Meet Me at the Altar, maybe like Yours Truly, stuff like that, you're really going to enjoy this record. Next up, coming in at number 11, we've got some classic emo making their return. Kind of a long time out for the band since their last release. Where did that go? I'm looking for it. Yeah, like 2007. Oh my. But Armor for Sleep coming back into the mainstream with their new record, The Rain Museum. We've only gotten 2 singles from this record. And I've been honestly kind of whelmed by the singles, but I feel like Armor for Sleep is just a really solid band overall. And what I love about them is their records and not very often individual songs, right? So these songs being kind of solid is a good sign because I think they're going to interplay really well with the record. I think the album art's cool. I think the album title's cool. I mean, like The Rain Museum, that's just a sweet name. But I think this record's going to be awesome. Especially for fans who have been in this scene for a really long time. You're very familiar with Armor for Sleep. It's always just exciting to get new material from a band who has been around for so long. And has kind of just always been on the underrated side, I think, of the emo, post-hardcore, pop-punk scene. Next up, coming in at number 10, I love this album title too. We've got the new record Never Heaven by Boston, Massachusetts' own Revocation. This is a super cool death metal band. If you're fans of like that Psychroptic record that we had a couple of weeks ago, or bands like Obscura, I think this is right up your alley. Revocation's a super cool band to me. I've been a fan for quite a long time. And it's just kind of like the Black Dahlia Murder as well, where it's just super, super solid. Death metal all the way through. You're not going to get anything that really makes you go, huh? But it's just super solid. I got this record on Tuesday and I listened to it. It's overall solid record. It's exactly what you want. I love this. I don't love this record. I really enjoyed this record. I think it would need some time to grow and become love, but it's really solid. I like this band a lot. Next up, coming in at number 9, we're going back to Australia, specifically Byron Bay, for the new record Darker Still by Parkway Drive. This is a band that's been quite divisive in their last couple of releases. obviously going for more of a quote unquote radio rock sound, radio metal sound, whatever you want to call it. I like to think that this is more of an arena metal sound when it's coming from Parkway Drive, because these songs do just feel big. This is a band that I love to see perform, and just they just fit in so well in an arena, and it feels cool when the songs come on, and it's just, it's really big. I think the title track is probably the best song of the three singles that we got. Glitch was okay, Greatest Fear is okay, but Darker Still, I think, is a non-traditional Parkway Drive song, and that makes it very cool for me. It's a bit slower. It's a bit more kind of ambient. It's got some like acoustic guitar work in there. I think overall, it's just a really, really fun song. And it's something that I wouldn't have expected from the band. So it kind of took me aback. But I'm really excited to listen to this record. There's always a couple songs from every album that I pull out and put on my lifting playlist or get obsessed with for a little while. Like, what was the record from the last one? It's going to drive me crazy if I don't think of it. So I got to look it up, and I'm very sorry to everybody. This isn't great podcasting. Because I Hope You Rot on Reverence. That song's just a banger. Yeah, overall pretty excited for this release. Next up, coming in at number 8, we've got the new record Euthanasia by Stray From The Path. I don't believe the band is doing anything crazy with this release compared to their past releases. It's still some super heavy hardcore / metalcore, whatever you kind of want to call it. The band is still pissed. The band is still very anti-authoritarian, and it's kind of everything you want, right? It's just heavy. They're doing their thing. I think this record is not going to blow the band up any more than they already are, because they are kind of a niche band. But I think that it's really solid for longtime fans of this band. That they've kind of really stayed true to their sound. They feel they fill a really unique kind of spot in our scene. And I think that's something to be celebrated, because this band is absolutely great. So yeah, make sure you check that out. Coming in at number 7, I was really honestly debating where I wanted to put this record on the list. Obviously because of a number pun in the album title, but also because this is just an absolute idol of mine. But number 7, we've got the new record Patient Number 9 by Ozzy Osbourne. For people who don't know, he's one of the artists that I've kind of just looked up to ever since I got into rock and metal. I mean, obviously Black Sabbath is just a classic band. Ozzy's solo work has been incredible for such a long time as well. And I think his career and legacy is just going to stand the absolute test of time, even all the way through to these kind of albums coming out later on and more recently. I think the three singles from this record are kind of hit or miss. Degradation Rules is okay. Nothing Feels Right is okay. Patient Number 9 is kind of really sweet. I think it goes back to Ozzy's, I don't even know what kind of style to say that is, but it just feels a little bit more old school than his latest record. And I think that's really cool. Overall, this record feels like it's going to be a bit slower, but Ozzy's always got some hidden gems on every record, and I've just got a huge soft spot for the dude. I think he's incredible, and make sure you go check this record out. I think he's just awesome, and the fact that he can still sing like that is just great. He's an absolute trooper. Coming in at number 6, we've got our first band ever, I think, who their fans don't have to write "Come to Brazil" on their Facebook page because they're from Brazil. Probably not the first band ever from Brazil, but it's the first band from Brazil on our show. We've got the new record Game by Odeon. That's Odeon. This is a super cool band that I've been really obsessed with recently and have been super excited to talk about on the show. They only announced this album last week, and they've been putting out a ton of singles. It's actually kind of impressive how much of the album has been out already, and I haven't listened to all of the songs, but I'm very excited just because I think this band is super cool in the same way that bands like AXT or Origami Button or Shrezzers are, where they're just writing absolute bops and taking post-hardcore that is super influenced by R&B and jazz and just having an absolute fun time making music. And that really shows on the songs. I think they are super talented and just one of those bands that deserves to blow up. Like you'll just put this on and you'll understand quite immediately what I mean. They're a multi-language band. So multilingual, that's probably the right way to say that. So there are portions that are in, what is it in Brazil? I believe Portuguese, Spanish. They're very similar languages. So my apologies if I'm not getting that right. But I do believe it is Portuguese in Brazil. But yeah, just super cool. I love the sound. Even if I don't understand all the lyricism myself, I think overall it is just going to be a fun time. And a good mainstay while we're waiting for another Stressors record. But yeah, overall, we're in the top five now. Our normal kind of releases that we try to stay down to. But obviously, doesn't happen all the time. So next up, we've got the new record, Empyrene. I think that's how we're saying it, by Fallujah. This is a super solid death metal band coming out of San Francisco. I think if anything, they're kind of technical death metal. But these guys are really different in a lot of ways from bands kind of like Archspire or Veil of Panath or Zenith Passage and stuff like that. Frontier, really. It's not as crazy and technical as that, but it's very technical from the aspect that, I don't know, it's not progressive death metal either. You'll listen to it and you'll kind of understand. But these guys also like embrace having clean vocals, which I think is something super cool. Oftentimes you encounter technical death metal bands or death metal bands that are just so dead set on being the heaviest and most brutal stuff, where when you look at the lyricism and the kind of flow of the song, clean lyrics would oftentimes lend better to the music. But Fallujah's got a really good sense of what to do when, and just write some absolute bangers. Like Radiant Ascension is probably one of my favorite songs that's death metal to come out this year, and it's got a clean chorus. It's just such a fun time, and the band really knows what they're doing. They've been around for quite a while, I think, kind of shows. And overall, I'm really excited for it. I think this is probably going to be one of the better death metal records this year, maybe even depending on once we get to listening to the full thing. Take that spot like the Rivers of Nile did last year for me, where it's just super highly rated because of how everything flows together. If you want kind of like a little bit heavier of that Soil Work record a couple weeks ago, this is like right in that zone, I think. But yeah, should be pretty good. Next up, coming in at number four, you're going to say I'm absolutely insane for putting some EPs this high. But we have an EP at number four. It's the new EP from Wargasm. We've gotten quite a few of these singles. I think there's only two or three new songs on this. The EP is called Explicit, the mixtape, but three X's in mixtape, which is whatever. But this is one of the coolest bands coming out of the UK right now. I refer to them as electropunk. But I think that there's so much more than that because this band just absolutely brings energy in every single way. We've talked about them so much on this show. And if you haven't checked them out, now's a good time because you can actually dive into an actual release. The songs that have been released so far that are on this are Selma Hayek, Pyro Pyro, Fuckstar, and Drildo. But this is just pumped up music. They release a song and it immediately goes on my gym playlist. They're amazing live. They've just got so much energy and it's just super, super fun. I think this is one of the coolest bands really coming out of the scene. There's honestly a lot of really cool bands coming out of the scene, but this is one of those that's like very, very special. Would not be surprised to be headlining some larger tours here pretty soon and opening up for some big bands. I mean, they already opened up for some Limp Bizkit shows, so check that out. And next up is another EP. that I really want to talk about, because this is a band that is absolutely near and dear to my heart. They've put out quite a few singles, I think 5 off of a 7 or 8 song EP. And I say EP, it's part one of a 2-part release. But it's the new EP, Blossom Part 1 by The Somerset out of Phoenix, Arizona. This is a band that I never thought we would ever get back in our lives again. And I am just so genuinely happy that we're getting new music. This is a band that really kind of writes music from a spot of vulnerability and openness that a lot of other bands I don't think do. They've got a song on this called Back Together, right? And it's literally just about getting the band back together because you're not going to live forever, right? And like just realizing all that petty bullshit that you cared about a couple years ago just doesn't mean anything, which I think is a really good way to live your life. I don't know. I just love this band. I think they're great. I think they're such a breath of fresh air in a scene that is full of angst and a bunch of other, I'm not going to say negative emotions, but you know what I mean? Like very hyper emotions, whereas The Somerset's more chill, more accepting, just overall such a vibe. I really love all of these songs. And I think that the two that are coming out for the kind of finish off the EP, as well as hopefully the future part two, is just going to be great. I think this band's absolutely blowing up right now, deservedly so. I think a bunch of people are realizing kind of what they missed because, just throw back to The Somerset. Like, it's a bit too punk for the pop kids. It's a bit too pop for the punk kids, right? They had a really niche spot back in the day, and now it kind of fits the climate a bit more, and it's just popping off like crazy, which super proud for those guys. Love it. Next up, number 2. You all knew it was coming. We've had a single every week for the past 2 months. We're finally getting the new record, Our Own Light by Buried Alive. You'd probably think I'm crazy for putting a record that I've heard so many singles from, this high. I don't think I am, because while there have been way too many singles, I think this band's absolutely unstoppable right now. I think every song is an absolute banger. And this is one of those niche bands that I really like. I think a lot more than quite a large chunk of the scene. But I think they're really doing something unique. I think they're doing something super talented. I think they're very similar to The Somerset, even though they don't sound similar. Coming from a real vulnerable and open place and being very honest with what they have going on in their lives and just kind of talking about it and singing about it and writing music that feels the way that they feel. And I think that when people come in and they make honest music like that, that often you get the best results. I'm super excited for this record. It's probably going to be one of the first things I put on, just because I want to listen to everything as a whole for that. And then I'll probably get into number one. Yeah, number one might be a Bath Time album. We'll see. But before we find out what that Friday Night Bath Time record is, we're going to have an ad break. I know sometimes I forget these and Josh has to like find a place and like shoehorn it in. We're going to have an ad break now. So there you go. And we're back, guys. Hope you had a good ad break. Maybe you didn't even have an ad. Maybe you got lucky. Maybe you got 10 ads. I don't know. For every one person that doesn't get an ad, there's some guy that gets everybody who didn't get an ad's ad. So be thankful for that guy or gal. I'm just going to do a quick recap here. I think that'll be better before we get into number one. Build the hype, right? So number 12, we've got the new record Can't Stay Forever by Eat Your Heart Out. And number 11, we've got The Rain Museum by Armor for Sleep. At number 10, we've got Nether Heaven by Revocation. At number 9, we've got Darker Still by Parkway Drive. At number 8, we've got Euthanasia by Stray from the Path. At number 7, we've got Patient Number 9 by Ozzy Osbourne. At number 6, we've got Game by Odeon. At number 5, we've got Empyrean by Fallujah. At number 4, we've got Explicit, The Mix Tape by Wargasm. At number three, we've got Blossom Part One by The Somerset. And at number two, we've got Our Own Light by Buried Alive. So let's get into this number one, because I think that this is a band that is just on an absolute other level compared to kind of their peers at the moment. We're going to be talking about the new record, Dimensional Bleed by Holy Fawn. This is one of those bands very akin to Sleep Token, Loathe, Shrezzers for me, where they just do everything at such a peak that I don't think that they can be compared to other bands very easily. They're kind of everything you want from this shoegazy style, but they incorporate elements of like black metal, punk, everything that you could ever want, electronic. It's very, very cool what they do. It's very ethereal. It's very atmospheric, and it's just a vibe. They're a band that really, really puts a strong emphasis on taking elements from each of the songs and being able to reuse them intermittently throughout the record as a whole. So you'll hear kind of themes and things along those lines from the first song coming back, where the album is reprising and ebbing and flowing. And it's just such a cool interlacing of sound throughout this entire record that I think is just really cool and something that not a lot of bands do anymore, or ever really, because it's kind of a crazy thing to do. Making all your songs sound kind of similar in a record. But they're doing a thing on Instagram right now leading up to the release where they have been kind of giving a preview of each song on the record, as well as like talking about in depth how they made the song, what specifically they used to get certain sounds and effects, as well as like the writing process and what kind of led to their thinking with that. Yeah, I think overall it's just a super, super cool record. I'm super excited to listen to this. I really love this band. If you've never listened to them and you really like Dimensional Bleed, I can't help but recommending Death Spells enough either. It's kind of what I think is, and this is just my thoughts, I think Death Spells is going to be a little bit heavier than Dimensional Bleed. But overall, I think this band is super cool. If you're going to Riot Fest on next week, this band opens up on Friday. And I think that they're one of, if not the coolest band on that lineup. So make sure you go check that out if you enjoy this as well and you're going to Riot Fest. Yeah, I just absolutely love this band. I think that they're incredible. If I absolutely had to compare them to some other bands that we've talked about on this show, I'd say they are closest to bands like A Sleep Token, like Soam, like Lantlos, maybe like that. They're on tour with Astronoid right now. So maybe like Astronoid if you really like that record. But I would think it's a quite a bit more experimental than Astronoid. It's just really cool. It's one of those records that I can't recommend enough. And I think everybody should really kind of take heed of this record. And give it justice for what it is, too. This isn't, I mean, it would make absolutely great background music just because I know how it is. But I think that this record really does need your attention to kind of dive through the layers and everything that this band really does and creates. And I think overall that if you're a fan of this show and you're a fan of my recommendations and the weirder stuff that I recommend, I think you're just going to really like this. Yeah, we've been talking about that, this record for quite a little bit. But make sure you check that out. So yeah, that's our main list. As always, I'm going to get into some honorable mentions. And if you want the full list, make sure to follow me at Slappy Slam on Instagram. Some people think it's Slappy Sam. It's not, it's Slappy Slam. SLAPPYSLAM. I've had quite a few people find me recently and they were like, oh, I was spelling it wrong. So if you have been spelling it wrong and you're like, Mike keeps saying follow me, but I can't find him, that's how you find me. But yeah, tons of good records this week. Let's get into the honorable mentions. I have a whopping 29. I'm pretty excited to get into these because a lot of these are also records that I want to talk about, but just a little bit more briefly than everything else. 13 of these are records and EPs, actually. It is a massive release week. So if I didn't mention your record in the main list, there's probably a reason, and we're going to get into it here. First up, we've got an EP from End and Cult Leader. It's a split EP. I absolutely love End. If you're not familiar, make sure you go check out that band and their record that they put out 2 years ago. Gosh, my mind is absolutely blanking right now. Oh my God, why is Will Putney? Of course. Yep, there it is. It's Will Putney and the guy from Counterparts. And yeah, make sure you go check this out. It's a super group. And I don't know what Cult Leader is really, but there have been two or three songs off of this, and it's a four song thing. So that's why I didn't talk about it in the main thing. Next up, there's a new record from Bloodbath. This is a pretty cool metal project. Make sure you check that out if you're into that. There's a new record from I Am. It's a cool kind of like deathcore, hardcore band. I think they're definitely worth checking out. I'm just not familiar enough with the band to put it up here, and I have to end the list sometime, right? There's a new record from Icon for Hire. Make sure you check that out. There's a new John Legend record if you're into that. There's a new record from Until I Wake, which is a really cool kind of post-hardcore metalcore band that really brings back the thoughts and essence of Rise Records, old stuff. Make sure you check that out if you're into it. There's a new record from Smash Into Pieces, another band that I've heard of but not super familiar with. Built to Spill has a new record, as well as Highly Suspect if you're into those bands. I think you'll probably enjoy those records, I'm sure. There's a new Flogging Molly record, should be fun. An extremely talented band that I'm just not familiar enough with to kind of talk about on my own, but there's a new record from 1 OK Rock. Make sure you check that out. I've seen those guys live a couple times. I think they absolutely rip. I just don't know enough about them. There's a new record from The Midnight. It's just a super cool synthwave project, probably like the synthwave project. Like if you know about the synthwave, like if you don't really know about like synthwave coming back, like you might know The Midnight. He's like the biggest one coming out right now. But yeah, make sure you check that out because that would be a super fun record. As well as the new record from Warforged. This is a super cool deathcore band. Their sound definitely isn't for anybody because it is very abrasive, but it's very, very solid. It's very heavy. It's very good. Yeah, let's get into some singles, much fewer singles. We've got a new song from Anti-Flag, this one featuring Ashrita Kumar. She's the vocalist of Pink Shift, so make sure you check that out if you're excited for this Anti-Flag record. I think it's in an interesting spot now where they've put out three singles and the record's not coming out until January, so we'll see how that goes. Yumi at Six is releasing a new song featuring Rao from Enter Shikari, so that should be super fun and interesting. Rao's always a super talented dude, so we're going to see how that goes. New song from Black Veil Brides, check that out if you're interested. New song from One Morning Left. This is a super cool kind of synthwave-y post-hardcore band. Hair metal 80s kind of vibe. I think it's very, very cool if you like Electric Callboy and want more bands who sound like that, but are maybe a little bit more serious. Check out One Morning Left. I think they are a great time. We've got a new song from Counterparts as well as Fit for a King. So make sure you check out both of those. Should be some super fun metalcore as well as For the Fallen Dreams. Super awesome metalcore band. I'm really excited those guys are back and making music. Another super awesome metalcore band is putting out a new song this week, Nickelback. Trust me. Most of the song isn't metalcore, but listen to that like first intro riff. It's pretty heavy. It's pretty cool. The song itself isn't that bad. Basically like the chorus and everything in the verses, they're a little cringy, but they're catchy. I don't know. It's a fun song. Nickelback was good. Nickelback was good. I don't remember when. Early 2000s, right? Yeah. That's when I was growing up. It's nostalgia glasses. New Tiger's Jaw song. Make sure you check that out. Super cool metal band that I really like called Before the Dawn. They've never really taken off, but I just really like this band. I think that they're super sick and they've got like a really... I don't know. It's just a cool sound. Make sure you check out that single. It's pretty good. It's called Downhearted. Yeah, it's just a really, it's very Gothenburg, but it's very not Gothenburg too. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of coming back from the dead. Here Comes the Kraken. New music. Very excited for that. I love those guys. Super stoked to hear it. We've got the second single off of the upcoming Chelsea Grin record. Obviously a dual record, so we'll see how that goes. But Chelsea Grin, right? Signs of the Swarm, new song. Absolvere was a really, really great record. Their last one, and they have signed Century Media and are putting out a new song. So I'm really excited to hear this. I think it's going to be heavy as hell. The Wise Man's Fear, putting out another single in kind of their like chapter book release scheme, whatever you want to call that. But this is probably the heaviest song on the record. I think it's really cool. It's an absolute banger of a song. I think, I don't know. If you like, whatchamacallit? I don't know, metalcore, you'll like that song. Next up, we've got a new Bill Murray song. We absolutely love Bill Murray. Make sure you go check that out. It's featuring Summer Hoop. I don't know who that is. But from the preview of the song that I heard, it sounds pretty heavy. I don't know. I just love Bill Murray. I think he's one of the most talented dudes out there. Johnny's a great guy. And last up, but definitely not least, we have the new single from Weak Aim as Romans, Golden. You know, whenever Weakar is releasing something and it's not an album, it's going here in the last honorable mention spot. I really love this song. I think this song is more Weakar than the last singles have been, if that makes sense. They really brought back the emotional vulnerability. From what I can tell, the song is about the night before Kyle died. It's very emotional. It's very sad. The lyrics really, really hit home. To anyone who's ever had a loved one pass, I think, and that kind of feeling of helplessness. I think it's an absolutely phenomenal song, and I hope the rest of the record is really like this. Not to say Dark Bloom and Daggers and, oh God, what's the other song even called? I don't even remember. Black Hole. Oh, and Plagued. Oh God. Yeah, it's not like any of those songs are bad, right? Just they don't feel as Weakar as this one does to me. So yeah, you'll get what I mean when you listen to it if you're a big Weakar fan as well. But that sums up the week. As always, and like I said earlier, if you want the full list, make sure you follow me at SlabSlam on Instagram. And yeah, thanks for kind of hanging out with me for the last 40 minutes while I talk your ear off. I know a lot of guys and gals love this show. So I try and keep it going every week, make sure that we get something out to you guys because new music is awesome. I love sharing this new music with y'all. Make sure you stay tuned for upcoming episodes on the main Lead Singer Syndrome stuff. Make sure you try not to get too overwhelmed like me with all the new music coming out this weekend. Make sure you try and have some fun. Yeah, just make sure you enjoy yourselves. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.